and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. So Anna, what are we doing on today's episode?
Today's episode, we are going to be answering some Patreon dilemmas.
Yes, because they're our besties and they got fucking problems. We got big ass problems out here. But before we start.
Yeah, this is the season finale, guys. This is the last episode in this studio.
This is the end of Gingerbeard using the studio against me.
Yeah.
I said to him last night.
Did you say?
I was like, it's my last one ever. I was like, how do you feel about that?
How does he feel?
He's just like giggling and he was like, so cute. And he was like... I said to him, I was like, no more saying to me, you can't do your podcast anymore and you're going to smash up a podcast stuff. He was like laughing. He was like, but you know, I never did it. I never stopped you from doing your podcast, not once in the last like year and a half. I was like, I know, but he used to annoy me when he used it against me.
He used to annoy you and also used to stress you.
So much. Because if we did have a massive like argument, it did feel weird coming to the office and like, you know, using the space. But all the kind of fake threats ain't no more because we got our own studio. So this is our last podcast here ever. And it's sad.
I know. It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet, isn't it?
I know.
It was started here.
Literally, me and Mandy started all this. Like, we literally done it on our own, guys.
Right?
Like, literally, Cowslick put these curtains up for us.
Yeah. And we only literally... the last month got management.
Yeah, and we've got management.
Remember how
now.
We were always moaning to you guys, like, we need management.
But yeah, it's very exciting.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom. Actually, we have to say that when we're in the next place. Hopefully you guys like it.
Yeah,
I can't wait to show you.
It's cute. It's cozy. It's kind of like, we wanted to keep the cozy vibes. Like, kind of, you know how it is now? We're just sitting. It feels like we're in our living room. You know what? That's what someone like, I just went and got my hair done and one of my hairdressers was like, you know what? That's what I feel like is good about your podcast. It feels like you'd be having those chats anyway.
Yeah.
It's like you and your sister would be having those chats in your living room.
Which we always do.
Yeah.
Don't forget though, before we actually even came to this studio, we were doing it in our living room because we were only on audio. Remember?
Yeah,
before we started any video.
Yeah.
We were only on audio, doing audio, and we were sitting in the living room with our cup of coffee.
I know.
Sitting so exciting. Chatting shit.
And we've got our first three guests as well booked in.
But they are a surprise.
We're going to be pre-recording a load of the first few episodes of the next season though, guys, because we are going away for a whole month.
Yeah. So if you hear us saying, oh, I just went here in London, but you see my Instagram stories and I'm out there in Dubai. You understand why? It's either that or we leave with you no podcast.
Exactly.
Okay? But we will be doing some podcasts in Dubai though.
Yeah, but they're going to be Patreon episodes.
They're going to be Patreon. They're going to be specials.
They're going to be real
catch-ups. So obviously, we're going on a kind of couple's holiday. It's kind of a couple's holiday, kind of not.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Gingerbeard, Anna's going with Cowslick. So we're going to have like times together and times not together. So obviously, our boyfriend's going to annoy us. Like, because they annoy us. And then, like,
so we're definitely going to have stuff to talk about.
We're definitely going to have tea. So like, you need to start this Patreon if you want to hear that Dubai tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, how you been?
Good, you know. Last night, Cowslick took the night off work.
Lovely.
So it was lovely. Yeah, we just watched TV. We started watching that movie. Marley and Me with the doggy.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, and that guy with the slightly big nose, what's his name? Something Oslin. I love him. He's like mummy's favorite actor ever.
I know. I love his voice. It's so soothing.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
Amazing. He's in that movie I told you to watch, No Escape.
No Escape. What an amazing movie.
What an amazing
guys.
Film, right?
But it's actually really like anxiety. It's got a lot of anxiety in it when you watch it. It's
be ready. Mad.
So yeah, last night it was really nice. It actually almost felt like the beginning, like the first...
The honeymoon.
Yeah. Because in a way, we were talking about all that. Because I was like, remember when we first met in my first flat? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was like, whenever you'd say bye, we would be kissing each other nonstop before you left the door. And he was like, well, it's still like that. And I was like, well, it's not. Because like now when you say bye, it's like, bye, babe. Love you.
And now it's like when Jesus says bye to me, it's resentment.
Yeah. And then he was like... Yeah, but it's so different now. And he was like, now it's like we love each other so deeply. And he was being so sweet.
Yes.
He was honestly being so sweet. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because even though back then we was like, you know,
it's more lustful.
Yeah. Whereas we didn't really care about each other.
Deeply.
Like the way we do now.
100%.
And I tried before we even turned the TV on, I put the TV on mute and I tried to make conversation and talk, which I think is so important because it gets, you know, in relationships and like long relationships, you just get used to just putting the TV on and watching TV. We don't talk enough. And I think he even found that a bit weird at the beginning. Like, what are you doing? But
what did you talk about?
I try and bring up so much stuff. Like,
maybe I can get some tips.
Honestly, I try and bring up anything. like, how's work? You know, yeah. Talk to me about your work. Talk
that's
to me
nice.
About your
men
family.
Love that. You know, they're yeah. so obsessed with themselves. If you ask them questions about their life, they're yeah. ready to roll.
Talk to me about how's your family? Like, how, you know, what are you looking forward to Dubai? Like, anything.
That's really good.
Yeah. So it was really nice. And we just had a laugh as well because I put fake tan on my face.
Oh, you're you know, looking like, green. Were you a green monster?
No. So it's not that one. It's just the drops that you mix with your moisturizer.
Yeah, the one you made me do once and I look like a Simpson.
I love it, yeah. You know, a few episodes ago, everyone was like, Anna, you look amazing. You're glowing.
Yeah, it's that.
It's because the night before I put it on.
Why does it not have that effect on me?
I don't know. So under my foundation, it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Oh, I'm have to try it again. Maybe
I got a different glow. Like, I don't know if you can notice today. I did a little bit last night. Anyway, we laughed because like the last time I did that, because I sleep on his chest, he had a big fake tan like patch on his chest.
Like, what is this?
No, honestly, on his chest, he was like, it didn't go for like a week. And then last night, I was like, I really want to sleep on your chest though. And he's like, Anna.
He's a bitch, no.
I bet he's going to wake up with a big fake tan chest.
This is the things you got to do for beauty though. A man's got to understand.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling so good right now. Yesterday,
yeah.
Me and Mandy went for our Botox. We go to the Filler Palace. Amazing.
Yeah,
like, and while we were there, we saw someone that was waiting to go in and she was like, oh my God,
she listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
She discovered the Filler Palace through our podcast. And that happened to me the last time I went, Anna, as well, when I went with Mummy.
Oh my God.
I just dissolved some chin and nose. I saw another girl who was like, I found the Filler Palace through your podcast. So I just, everyone's becoming hot because of my discovery.
And we were like, we're all going to look the same.
We're all going to look identical.
All the people that watch Sisters in City are going to look the same. But I feel so good when I go to her. Oh my God, unbelievable.
Everything.
So I did Botox all around here. So did Mandy. I did my chin because that helps stop my chin from scrunching up.
And the orange peel chin.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed in the last few episodes as well, because the Botox had gone. It'd been 4 months since I went. I was like, I had a proper gummy laugh again. Like whenever yeah. I'd laugh, my whole gums would be out.
Let me see smile now. Oh my God, finally.
Whereas now, that's not happening.
Yeah,
and like, I did
Botox
the
is obviously, I'm obsessed with
Masseter Botox, which yeah. helps like slim my face.
So I got all the Botox as well. And I also got, because I got my nose dissolved a couple of weeks ago, she changed up a little bit with filler and I'm so happy with it, guys. Don't worry. I'm never going to get a nose job.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with myself. I heard everyone saying that they think my nose is cute.
Yeah.
And don't worry. Yeah. I'm very happy.
I got the tiniest bit of filler here because Mandy said my over his flat.
And how do you feel about it, by the way?
I can't tell the difference. So you know how Kalsic notices everything.
Yeah.
He never noticed anything.
You know,
so there's no, I don't know if you guys can notice.
That's the best kind of work. The best kind of any kind of aesthetic work you get done. If people can notice, it's not good.
Yeah, true.
The best work is when no one can notice, but they're like, hey, you look really pretty and I can't tell why.
Yeah, so it's here, guys, not here. Because back in the day when I used to get fillers, they do it here and I looked like, you know,
Maleficent.
Yeah, whereas it's here.
Yeah, but I know the best compliment you're going to get is you look really pretty, babe, or you look really nice. And I don't know why, what's changed. You don't want people to be like, oh, you did this. You don't want that.
Yeah. Well, I was like to Kalsic last night, said, do you notice anything different about me? He's like, what have you done? Like, I can't notice anything. Mm. No, I can't notice any fillers. I was like, I got a little bit here. Because I asked Mandy and that, like, what do you think I could, because Mandy's really good at these things as well. Like, what do you think I could do? And Mandy's like, you could do a little bit here. He was so sweet. He was like, I don't want you to do anything because when you love someone, you love the changes that come with them. That's what he
changes?
Said. He was like, if you like get a little wrinkle here, I'll...
Ginger would be like, fix that, bro.
Yeah, he was like, if you get a little wrinkle here or a little wrinkle here, as time goes on in our life, I'm going to love these changes that you come about with you. Mandy,
I love the positive changes as well with like the filler.
Mandy, I'm not joking. A tear came out of my eye.
Cute.
He was being so cute. I was like, that's like one of the cutest things you've ever said.
Yeah.
Mandy's like, I'm not interested.
I mean, it's a very romantic thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, because it was so...
But we are getting Botox to prevent those lines. But those lines are inevitable. We have to embrace those lines. They're going to come. I'm going to be hot. Lined up and hot. I know. So what else? Anything else? Anna's gone blonde. Have you told everyone you've gone
blonde? Yeah, guys. So basically, I've gone really blonde because I was always going to... Like, I took a break from like bleaching my hair. My hair's become better and now I'm bleaching again.
No, I'm joking. She recovered her whole hair to just bleach it and put extensions in again, basically.
But you know what? Yeah, like, I just think blonde suits me so much more.
So much more. I said this to you from time. I'm always right about everything. Did I, Anna?
Yeah.
I said to you, you look better blonde.
Yeah.
And then you went dark. You were like, no, I'm going to try going dark for a while. And I was like, well, you look better blonde.
I feel like all my life, yeah, because I've always been around, like, Middle Easterns and, like, people or Asians. They've always had, like, really dark hair. So I always wanted to, like, be like my friends and all the people
Why?
That I'm around.
You want to stand out? Who wants to look like everyone else?
Because, like, for example, when we were in school, yeah, like, everyone, I went to school in Hounslow, yeah? So, like, the hottest girls in school were always, like, really dark hair. Like, I'd always look up to the girls with the dark
like
hair.
Basically, yeah.
So I was like, I want to look like that. It's so sad. Why would you not want to look like yourself?
Now, anyway, you don't like yourself or the Middle East girl. Now you're just a complete different.
Now I'm like a mix.
Because Anna's natural hair is like, what was it like?
Really, really light
really,
brown.
Really, really light brown.
Yeah, golden brown.
You kind of see, you can't really see it on the roots actually.
So anyway, yeah, like that's why all up until like 29 years old, I dye my hair really dark as you guys saw
on Love Island,
which never suited me.
No.
It never did suit
Imagine
me.
Imagine you went in there blonde, everyone would have been like, she's my type on paper.
Probably would have had
We just had no idea. We were like, what's going on here?
I would have had a lot more luck, couldn't it?
Yeah.
So guys, I've gone blonde and I have a situation as well because
we're meant to be going out tonight.
I don't have any hair extensions to match my hair and we're meant to be going out tonight. So I'm not going.
Basically, she's flopping everything over hair.
Because I can't go out like this. I can't even do, I'm doing my podcast like this.
I think it looks really nice, Anna.
Yeah, to be fair, I was on Hailey Bieber's profile yesterday and I was like, if Hailey Bieber and Bella Hadid can do it.
You can.
Yeah, but they're like, I don't know.
It's because when someone's like a super celebrity, yeah, you just see them as like, prettier than they are sometimes.
Yeah, I need to just basically become a super celebrity.
No, but like, you just see them as like amazing. You don't see their like little things like, oh, she's got like very thin, short. You don't see these things. So it's just like all about how you carry yourself. Mm. But to be honest, Anna, your hair doesn't even look thin. It looks amazing. It looks like a nice slick back bun.
Anyway, guys, I think it's time we start these Patreon dilemmas. They are long, Mandy, yeah?
Oh, God.
Well, I do tell people to send in a short dilemma.
Can we just have it like summarized, please?
Yeah, they're long, but... You're just going to have to listen. Listen, Mandy. Attention.
All right. Apparently, I've got ADHD. People diagnose me with that.
People diagnose you with all sorts,
with
Mandy.
All sorts. But I feel like I can focus on one thing for a long time.
Really?
So maybe you're all wrong.
But you procrastinate, don't you? I procrastinate.
But you know one thing that is a sign of ADHD? Could you say, yeah? You know, when you've got something to do, like a list of tasks, yeah? I start one and then I walk around the house and I see another thing and I start that. And then I forget about the other thing. But I think that's just humans.
I don't know.
It's like people. Anyway, let's see if I can hold my focus on these dilemmas.
Yeah, okay, let's start. So, I've been with my man a year now. The first 6 months wasn't official, but the last 6 months have been amazing. When he was asleep, I went through his phone and found hundreds of girls that he's been trying to fuck and found out that he slept with two girls last week behind my back. He slept with me one night and then the other night. I've confronted him about it all and he didn't deny anything. And his reason for cheating was he was going to ask me to marry him and get a house together in the next few months. So he wanted to get it out of his system before he got married to me and before he could have only one pussy for the rest of his life. He said he wanted to fuck as many girls as possible before he married me and we moved in together. He's begging for me back. I left him crying and sobbing on the kitchen floor. He's telling me now he can't live without me and regrets everything. Also, all the girls he cheated on me are actually butters, like really ugly girls. Obviously, I'm upset and angry, but he also never compliments me because he doesn't want to admit that he thinks I'm better looking than him. Brackets, his words, not mine. But yet he's complimenting all these ugly ass girls in the messages. Make it make sense. What are both your thoughts? I can already imagine Mandy going wild. Brackets, Oi. Sorry, it's long. Love you both.
I am right now in shock.
I'm like trying to brush it because I'm going to see you like
no
in the
way.
Background, man.
There
like,
is no way that there are girls out there putting up with this. There's no way.
She's not putting up with it. She's asking,
what do you mean? The fact that there's even rhetoric conversation regarding this situation. There ain't even next door. There ain't even time for you to explain. Are you actually out of your mind? If you give this guy another chance, please send me your username so I can block you from listening to this podcast, because there's no way. There is no fucking way.
You know what?
There is no planet on this solar system that this could be accepted.
I know. I understand. I agree. But it's easy for you to say, because you're not in that situation where the guy is begging and crying on the kitchen floor.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't live without you. I can't live without you.
No. We've had situations where our boyfriends have done nothing to do with girls. Nothing to do with girls. That's one thing me and Maddie do not accept, yeah? Like, that is one thing. But they've done, like, bad things to us. And then they, like, you know, when they're like, I'm sorry, it's so easy to kind of, like, forgive. Well, Anna, you cannot compare. Yeah. This man said he wants to get as much pussy as he can to get it out of his system before he has to commit to one. I've never heard the stories that these men will come
out
with.
At least he's honest. You know, so many people want to get it out of their system before they, like, get
settle down. But then you should do it before you get a relationship.
Yeah, but...
So basically, you're not even in a relationship. Basically, you know that people that say, I'm single until I'm married. Like, that's him, yeah? He's single until he's married.
What about I'm single until, like, I love you? Do you believe in that? I kind of believe in that.
I don't know. I believe I'm single until we have a conversation saying we're in a relationship. Like, that's it.
No, because you can have a conversation like, let's make it official. I don't want you to see anyone else.
Yeah, but then that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Then you have that conversation. Why are you lying to people then? Listen, I just can't believe it. He's double dipping and that's his girlfriend. He'd be having sex with someone else 24 hours before. He's trying to fuck nonstop. He's trying to fuck nonstop. But you know what they also say? They say, like, if you get in the habit of sleeping around, it's even harder to commit to one person because you're so used to, like, pleasuring yourself and getting sexual gratification from, like, variety of vaginas and people.
We always speak about this, don't we?
When you then want to commit someone, it's harder.
Yeah.
So why is he making it even harder? He's cheating on you. He's cheating on you.
But what about the whole compliment thing? In his messages, he's complimenting all these girls, but he never compliments her. He's obviously insecure.
Yeah, I was going to say,
like,
that.
Like, this whole dilemma
gave me insecure.
Screams insecure. He's so insecure because you're obviously better looking than him and he's admitted it before.
Yeah.
And, like, he's also, like, having sex with all these girls to kind of make himself feel like more, I'm a man.
Validate, I'm a man. Yeah, I'm a big cock man. Yeah.
I can get girls.
I can fuck bitches. You know, that's what he's doing. And not complimenting you, and he's complimenting clap girls. I don't know why he's doing that. Maybe he doesn't want to compliment you because he knows you're fine.
Men never
like to compliment girls they know are fine. They're like, she's fine. Fuck that. I ain't telling her she's fine. Yeah. I'm going to compliment that Butters girl.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I don't feel like Cowslick compliments me enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say he said all that cute stuff about the wrinkles and stuff. But, like, in general, like, you know, randomly, like, you're so beautiful, your eyes and stuff.
I get compliments a lot.
I don't think I get enough. I want more.
I get a lot of compliments, but then, like, sometimes when I'm looking super hot, I don't get him, but I can see in his eyes that I'm looking super hot.
Yeah, a night out.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, look, so, all I'm saying is there is no, like, excuse for this behavior.
Yeah, I just feel like this guy is screaming insecure red flag.
Disgusting STD, ew.
Yeah, it's just weird, isn't it? Because guys can do fucking fucked up shit. And, like, honestly, men can change.
This guy is...
I mean, like, obviously,
he's just entered the relationship and he's nonstop fucking girls.
If I was a random girl sending in my life dilemma and I was like, guys, I've been with this guy for 6 months, everything was going good, and then, you know, he left me and for 3 months he went off and he did his own thing. And
at least he left!
And then he slept with other girls.
At least he left!
And now he's back and he's like, I'm sorry, I love you.
At least
everyone,
he left.
You would have been like, fuck that guy, like, da da da.
I did tell you to fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing you ever did.
What do you mean?
Came crawling back, a new man.
Yeah, but when I said...
Let's see if this man comes crawling out, okay, of people's vaginas and changing his ways.
Because, you know, when it happened with Cowslick and then he came back like, oh, you know, I messed up. I'm like, I want to be with you, whatever. Everyone was like, no, Anna, he's...
No, I never said that. I said you need to make him suffer for longer and you need to make him grovel.
But everyone said he's just going to go and do it again. Yes.
No, I don't. I don't remember saying
that.
Touch
wood, it's been 2 years... this month that we got back together.
You're selling dreams right now, yeah? My man did not try to tell you to your face, I'm trying to get it out of my system and have sex with as many girls as possible.
Well, you know what? He didn't tell me to my face. But you know what? He probably did leave me because he was like, you know what? Am I sure that I want one girl? Probably.
Yes. But you shouldn't be telling anyone this.
Do you know what I mean? Like... Some people are just honest.
Yeah, but that's not... Cheating is not honest.
Yeah, the problem with this situation is that he's done it while he was with you. He's a cop-out.
really, he should have left you, done whatever he needs to do. And then if he feels like he wants to be with you, then like, come and be with you.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's literally playing you. If you, if he's going to play you right now, honeymoon phase, what's he going to fucking do? Want to marry you? Want to propose to you? Want to marry you? Are you a, you know, he's not buying a fucking salmon.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to buy her and keep her. No.
Yeah.
He's like, choosing a soulmate, a partner. It's like he wants to fuck all these hoes. Oh, I want to settle down with you. You're the fish that I want to buy.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
be, and be with. Like, you can't do that.
Well, look, if he was out buying all this salmon, that's fine. If he wasn't already had a fish at home.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, it's deceitful. And like, people like that, you can't trust. Like, that's one thing that I actually, you know, I'm glad about Cowslick is that he did leave, you know? He didn't deceive. Like, he didn't
deceive you.
Deceive me. That's
no, exactly.
It. He didn't deceive me. He didn't lie to me.
Because that's, trust is broken now.
Yeah. I mean, it was painful, but at least I know that, like, he would never do anything behind my back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, I just think that this guy is a red flag, like I've said before. I just don't get good feeling because he's lying to you, cheating on you. That's a whole nother story.
But then again, sometimes I do think it is just the first 6 months and people...
He said, she said the first 6 months were bad, but the last 6 months have been amazing.
Oh, so the first 6 months were bad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Then she said the last 6 months have been amazing, but then she just found out the last 6 months that have been amazing, he's been doing that.
Yeah, forget about
said,
it.
He said because I was...
They weren't amazing. You thought it was amazing.
Yeah, he was planning on proposing to her.
Why would anyone want to marry you, mate? No one would want to marry you.
All right, let's move on, yeah? Okay. Hey, Anna and Mandy. Actually, do you know what? I just made that up. It did say, hey, Mandy and Anna.
So you always put your name first. Because since you were kids, it's always been Anna and Mandy.
I read, hey, Mandy and Anna, but that's I said it out loud, hey, Anna and
that's
Mandy.
That's got to be the first person in the world who's ever said, hey, Mandy first and Anna.
Yeah. What's going on? Anyway, you guys are my favorite people. You light up my week and I can see you guys going to high places that you two deserve. Oh my God, that's cute.
So emotional.
I know. Okay, my dilemma is, the other week I was around my best friend's house and I overheard her on the phone to her mum saying that her boyfriend is not the father of her newborn son, but she told him that he is and is not planning on telling him the truth. I don't know whether to tell her boyfriend or not, as he's also my friend, but we are not as close as I am with my best friend and I do not want to lose her. What should I do?
I'm telling the guy. I'm telling the guy.
No, you're not.
No. He's my friend. He's my friend. He's going to spend his whole life paying for a baby that ain't his.
I know that's horrible, but that's your bestest friend. That's like your bestest friend.
Your bestest friend be evil though.
Imagine our best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
or,
that.
Yeah. Or our cousin. Let's say they had a boyfriend, but that was also really good friends with us. But they are like best friend. You would never. You're such a liar. You would never.
You're right. I'm going to take it to my grave, yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to need therapy every week.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what? I would just live myself though.
Yeah. You know what? I think you'd do the same. You'd sit down and have a proper chat with your friend. Like, bless you.
Sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah. It shocked me so much, this story, because it really put me in a predicament. Like, what would I do? I don't think I'd be able to live with myself and my own conscience not doing anything, yeah? Because I don't want to go to hell if there is a hell.
Yeah.
And I know that I will get my karma because it's like...
Well, no, you wouldn't. It's nothing to do with you.
You can't think like that. Oh my God, you're so wrong.
Why?
Because... You know, if you witness wrongdoing to that extreme and don't do anything about it, you're just as bad as the person doing the wrong itself, yourself.
Yeah, but at the same time, you cannot get involved with people's business.
She made it my business when she be expressing shit to her mama.
On the phone.
That's like you seeing someone get bullied in the street, picked on, pushed. It's not your business.
That's different.
How?
Because this is like too close to home.
If you see someone poisoning someone, putting something in their drink.
That's murder.
Not murder. Let's say they're just doing it to make them ill. It's not your business.
Oh, but it's different.
See what? Maybe he'll be happy if he didn't know. Maybe he'll be happy if he thinks it's his baby the rest of his life.
No.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's a horrible,
horrible
way of thinking. The guy got to find out somehow, anonymously.
How?
I don't know.
Like maybe just put a note.
Is it your baby though?
Yeah.
Like maybe it ain't.
Or like... Maybe
ever
when he comes round to your house, put, you know, those like Maury shows, you know, them talk shows.
Yeah. Oh, DNA. You never know.
You are the father.
Yeah.
And then they were like, subconsciously play on his messages mind.
In his head, yeah. 100%, that, like, that's a great idea. Yeah. Or when the baby comes, it don't look like you.
Yeah.
The baby don't look like you.
Yeah.
Just implanting seeds in his head.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know though. I would have to sit with my best friend and be like, girl.
You nest.
Yeah. Like, I don't approve.
I do not approve. I don't approve.
No, like, I just feel like...
Who's the daddy, though? Who's the daddy? Who's the real daddy?
What about if you sat with your best friend and you said, look, I just feel like that what you're doing is putting me off you as a friend?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she don't give a fuck, man. She willing to lie to her child for the rest of his life. Think she's going to give a shit about her mate? No. True.
Well, your friend's not nice.
Your friend's not nice. And her mama bad, too. And her mama position, too.
Fuck, that was a hard one.
That was really hard.
But I think we agreed that we wouldn't say anything.
Excuse me, I'm not being put in that position, okay?
Yeah, but we have to give our take on these
one
things.
One argument, everything is coming out. One argument, my friend, everything's coming out.
No, that's the worst person.
You know, I can't relate to this because my friends wouldn't do this, all right? My friends wouldn't
never,
do this.
You should never, if you fall out with a friend.
Obviously, I've never done that. Yeah.
Oh my God, no wonder I get makeup all over the mic, yeah?
I'm really upset by the scenario. There's a man out there who thinks someone is his child.
I mean, I think there's more than one man out there.
If I was a man, I'm getting a DNA test. Every baby.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so mad. If I had a baby with gingerbread, he never DNA tested it.
Yeah, so wouldn't Kelsey. But, I mean, it's mad though, isn't it?
Yeah, if I was a man, I'd be paro.
I'd be so paranoid.
I'm a girl and I'm paro. Yeah. I don't even know if the baby's mine.
I literally had this conversation actually the other day. So... I trust Kowslik 100,000%. I trust him, yeah? But like, you know, he's out every night, obviously, to work. Yeah. Comes home at like 2:30 in the morning. That's a lot, yeah? And I just trust him like fully. And like randomly, for some reason, one night, for some reason, I suddenly was like, oh my God, maybe I should be checking and stuff. Like, you know, when you get paranoid. And then I was like, I called him at like 2 a.m. and he didn't answer. Called him again, he didn't answer. Called him again, he didn't answer. This is in the space of 20 seconds, by the way. Called him 3 times in the space of 20 seconds. And then like literally 30 seconds went by and he called me back. Mm. He was like, hey, babe, well, you're right. I was like, yeah, where are you? He was like, I'm just locking the doors of the restaurant. And I was like, FaceTime me. Suddenly, FaceTimed me.
I've been there, done my fair share of these things.
And he was like, he FaceTimed me. And he's like, literally. And then he was like, I don't get it. Why are you doing this? Do you not trust me? I was like, I do trust you.
But I need to do my checks.
He was like, but if you don't trust me, why are you doing this? I was like, do you think I'm a scumbag? I was like, I don't think you're a scumbag, and I trust you, but I don't trust myself. Does that make sense?
Like, no, now you sound like the sheep.
No, I don't trust my judgment of you. I don't trust, I get scared that the person I think you are is not you and you're someone else.
Yeah, but I feel like instead of being like, God, do you think I'm a scumbag? Do you think I'm this? Like, sometimes a man should just let you get your reassurance.
Yeah, but we kind of got into a little mini argument about it because he was like, I'm so upset that you think I'd be like, you'd FaceTime me, what, you think I'm with a girl?
You never know anyone, though. Sometimes you just want that little bit of reassurance.
Yeah, but he was like, that means you don't 100% trust me. And then he was like, you know, I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't 100% trust you. Maybe I trust you like 99% because that 1%.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No one trusts anyone 100. It's always like, that's 0.001% of doubt. But the thing is, what happened to you is something that happens to me a lot. So like, I get a thought. And then the thoughts, yeah? It's like, what if the thought is real?
Yeah.
And then it's like, actually, what if that thought is happening right this second?
It's never really happened
right
to me.
Right this second that thought might be happening. Then I call. Then the call doesn't go through. And like, I was right.
Feels the
it
thought.
Is happening right now. It is happening right now. And then I call again. And I'm like, it's definitely happening right now. It's happened to me. But Ginger is probably used to it because it happens to me so many times. He's so patient though with these things.
Yeah, that was like the first time I've ever done that. First time. This is literally just this week. But it kind of caused a little bit of an argument because he was like, you think I'm a nasty person. Why are you with me if you think I'm this horrible person that would do that to you? I would never do that to you. And I know he wouldn't. And you know.
I know.
And you know he wouldn't. But it's like, what is that? It's like, I don't trust my judgment of him.
Yeah. I'm always like, you never fucking know anyone. I've got to do my checks sometimes to be sure. But I mean, like...
But he... Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I got into that. But it was just... It was funny though.
It's so funny.
But it wasn't funny at the night.
That thought process is very... That chain of thought process...
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous because it can happen to me very easily.
Yeah.
So I've always got to cut the chain with, stop the chain with, no, I trust him with everything. Like, I know him.
It's such
and
a
I know
weird thing
so well.
To explain because people, like, you don't trust him though. When you do, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I think most women are like this, Anna. Most women trust their partner.
A lot of people are like, you obviously don't trust.
Yeah, fucking thick people. who are like deluded, who like actually don't know what fucking men are like out there and what women are like out there and what people are capable of. Yeah. I'm sorry, but people that trust people, like the way, for example, like even the way Ginger Beer trusts me, like I'm loyal.
No, but this is the thing.
I'm loyal and I'm trustworthy. But the way Ginger Beer trusts me, yeah, is like I gave him birth. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, but this is the conversation I had though with my hairdresser as well. He was like, I was like, I don't trust no man. They were like, the reason why you don't trust, well, is because you would do it yourself. I was like,
that's not true.
I was like, guys, I swear. I had to swear on your life in front of my hairdresser. Yeah. I swear on my sister's life. Like, I wouldn't cheat on him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, the reason why I don't trust is because I've seen too much.
We've seen way too much.
No, it's because you would do it yourself.
Oh my God, this is bollocks. Because I used to think that people who said that were right, yeah. But since I've been with Gingerbeard, I'm literally like clean as a whistle, yeah. So I don't get it. Like, why do I sometimes get paranoid?
Because we've seen so many people cheat.
Yeah, we've seen way too much, man.
Anyway, let's move
on. I've seen fucking men who are married out on a night out, like fucking bird, like or getting with a bird.
Yeah.
And like, you think that that person is the most, like, I've seen way too much.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so I've been in a relationship with this guy for a few months now. There has been so many red flags along the way, but last week was the final straw.
Yes.
He went clubbing and accidentally left me a voicemail after trying to call me. In the voicemail, I could hear him begging a girl to go home with him. I cut him off straight, blocked off everything. He's now emailing me saying he'll give me his credit card to buy all the designer gifts I want. He's also offering to pay for my BBL in June. In my heart, I know I am done. I can never be them girls that take a man back after something like that. But at the same time, I want compensation for the hurt. Should I use him and make him pay for my designers and BBL? And once he has, cut him off and go ghost? Or should I have more self-respect, cut him off now and pay for my own shit?
The self-respect is getting the shit you deserve, baby girl. That compensation better come through. Look, you can be done with him in your heart. But in your head, you can pretend to be giving him a second chance.
Yeah, but that's pretending to give him a second chance. Like, it's hard, yeah? Like, you're going to have to put your soul through it.
I mean, for me, I'm immediately like, I'm sick. Like, I don't fucking like you, bro. Like, for me, you're just an ATM now. Like, I would long you out. I would long seeing you out. I will barely fuck you unless I'm, like, drunk as fuck. Like, I will literally... Because the thing is, right now, my relationship is too deep, so I wouldn't be able to do that. But a few months isn't that deep.
Yeah.
That's how I'm seeing it.
The fact that she's thinking about it is
like... The fact that you're considering me, like I'm on some revenge plan, which might last like a decade. Do you know what I mean? But you, it's still fresh.
Hmm.
So, do you know what I mean? You've got BBL coming in June. I mean, you shouldn't really get a BBL because we got botched from BBLs.
Yeah, don't get a BBL.
But, you know, if you really want it, then, you know... It's going to be his money and not yours. But is he like saying all this stuff? Like, I'm going to buy you designer. I want to do this. I want to pay for your BBL. Is he saying, is he going to deliver? Because my man cannot come near me, put a finger on my flesh unless I see some numbers in my bank account.
Great, Mandy. Basically telling everyone to sell themselves.
I'm going to say email back. Okay, this is what I would do. Email back. Choose something from Louis V or Chanel, the expensive brands, and say,
We'll speak when it's at my door.
Send me this full address, okay? Send me tracking number, send, okay? If you get that tracking, then maybe a few more emails after that, and maybe you'll give him a phone call. But he might just be chatting shit.
Yeah, he might be chatting shit.
You can get that and then fuck him off. Why shouldn't he pay?
Yeah, but you know what? Personally, I don't think so. You know why? Because you know that feeling when someone buys you something or gives you something, like a large amount of money, you feel like you almost owe them after.
Well, he cheated.
Still, no,
they owe you and they're going to keep owing you.
Yeah, but after the first, second, third designer and then the BBL, like you're going to start feeling like...
Well, he's begging a girl to fuck her and dumb enough to accidentally leave a voicemail. Even when men cheat, they're so dumb they don't even know how to fucking do it properly. Like, there's no way you're going to feel like you owe him.
I just feel
you're
like...
You're going to feel like he forever owes you.
I just feel the feeling of just walking away would feel better at the end of it than when you do get the BBL and the gifts and then walk away. I feel like that would always...
You don't even need to see him. At least just try and get one gift, though.
Yeah. Maybe try and get one gift. Maybe go for a coffee.
No, for the gift, you don't need to go for a coffee. For the one gift, you don't need to go for... For maybe four gifts, maybe... He needs to go for a coffee, maybe a snog. But like, he's cheated on you. He should send you the gift. just for imagining there's some hope of seeing you.
You know what? There should be such a thing, though, as emotional compensation.
I believe there is. I believe there must be. If there me and you should be getting really, really fucking hurt me, I'm like, no.
But you know that money, just... It's just not going to feel good, you know? It's like dirty money.
All money feels good. Next fucking... honestly, that, this bullshit, man. You deserve it. You took me for a fucking fool.
Okay, one more dilemma, guys. And that was it for this season.
Season finale. We're ending on a bang, though.
Okay.
We're giving really, like, divided advice, though, Anna.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right.
Two sides of, like, you know...
Hi, guys. I have quite a bad dilemma and I really don't know what to do. So any advice would be appreciated. I've been in a relationship for 6 years now and I am married. However, I can't help but be obsessed with this guy at work. I dream about him every day and even think about him when we are having sex. I can't leave my husband as he's amazing and does everything for me. But why do I feel this way?
I think she's remorseful. You know, she's remorseful. If this was a guy, I'd like hang him in my head. But
look, well, I mean, if it was a guy, he'd probably just...
He'd fuck his colleagues. Yeah. We can't really compare. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
I'm blank on this one.
My mind's gone. My mind just went.
Yeah, I'm blank on this one. You know what?
I had a really good thing to say.
It's such a difficult one. You know why? Because...
Look, she's obviously really bored in her relationship, trying to be fantasizing about her colleague.
Yeah, it probably is nothing. This is what I think. Like, it's probably nothing. It's just because you're so bored that you're trying to find some sort of like sexual excitement.
This is a nightmare, though. Imagine your partner felt like this. No.
Yeah, but if he doesn't know, it won't hurt him.
Yeah, I know, but this is a nightmare.
It's like, what is this, like emotional cheating?
But that's everyone, basically, in their brain.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well, all men.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I feel like you haven't done anything. So you're just thinking about someone and fantasizing about them. You're obviously really bored in your relationship.
That's what you need to work on.
That's what you need to work on. You need to distance yourself from this colleague.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another thing. You really need to distance yourself.
One thing leads to another. Next thing you know, you're bending over in the office and we can't be having that.
No.
Can't have any cheats around here. Do you know what I mean?
See whether you can go to like a... I don't know what your job is. Like go to a different department, like not see him again.
Imagine I'm changing department because I want to fuck my colleague.
But yeah, well, you know, we're going to be doing an episode in the next season, which we've already planned on how to regain... the spark,
yeah.
CPR for the spark. So like a lot of relationships, long relationships, you lose that spark. And with women, one of the reasons why you like start thinking about other men or daydream about other men or cheat even is because that we like that spark in a relationship.
We want to be like chased, we want to be pursued, or we want that excitement when your boyfriend just gets all like complacent and comfortable and just farting around and just kills it. Anyway, maybe some good advice would be to say to your husband, like, there's a man at work and like, he's very flirty with me. And yeah, because you know, jealousy can create a lot of spark. And like jealousy might cause a bit of like, I don't know, a bit of like arguments, but healthy arguments. And that reignites the spark. And a man kind of gets back on his toes a little bit when he knows other men want you. Hmm. Look, I know this, you haven't said anything about this other man wanting you, but there ain't nothing wrong with a little white lie.
I get what you mean, but Mandy, if I was to like say, for example, that to Cowslick, he would go mad.
Yeah, but you're not imagining Cowslick.
He would say, why are you telling me? Why are you letting him flirt with you?
Yeah, you're not imagining a Cowslick that isn't showing you attention, isn't making you feel special, isn't on your case at all.
Yeah, but the personality is the same. It's still him. He's that kind of guy that if another guy's involved, he'd be like, why are you even letting him flirt with you? Why are you...
Just like, I'm trying to shut it down.
And you're like, why are you telling me then?
Okay, well, let him get riled up like this. It might make you like, you know, fancy your husband a bit more, you know, just seeing him like being that possessive and protective.
I get what you mean. It's just basically a tip to like help increase the passion
somehow
in your relationship, because that's passion. Even getting angry sometimes is passion.
Yes.
I keep saying about hairdresser, but I had loads of conversations with my hairdresser this week. One of the girls was like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, me and my boyfriend, we argue a lot. She was like, oh, it's a passionate relationship then. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, the fact that you're arguing so much is because you feel so strongly about each other that you kind of, little things can annoy you. And she was like, I had that with my last relationship. I miss it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
She was like, I regret leaving him. I miss him. I was like, what do you mean you regret leaving him? She was like, we'd argue every day, but now I'm not with him. I realized that the arguing and stuff was because we were so passionate about each other.
I had the same conversation with my neighbor. I don't want to normalize like my relationship and the arguments or anything, but like my neighbor, I said to her everything. Like I was like, got into a really bad argument with Ginger Beer last week. I went to Travel Lodge and like got to stay the night there, and which was like mad argument. She was like, to me, the first few years of some relationships are like that, but that's like the most passionate stage. She literally used the same word. And I was like, really? She was like, as long as there's no physical violence, which there isn't. And she was like, then sometimes...
But it's not all about physical violence.
True, 100%. It isn't.
Like emotional abuse.
I think everyone has to be able to like, you know, examine their own relationship individually and see, is this really healthy? Is this abusive? Is it not? But anyway, she was saying that a lot of arguments are sometimes just a lot of passion and it kind of fizzles out after a few years.
Yeah.
And then it becomes more peaceful.
I agree. I mean, I don't argue anywhere near as much as I used to argue. So that just obviously shows that it's going to get less and less. But yeah, like Mandy
said, we're not basically telling you guys to argue.
No,
do that. But for this girl who like has a crush on her work colleague, maybe it's just because her relationship's become so boring.
Yeah, like, and what we mean is that in her relationship 6 years on, and because it's so boring, maybe little things like making him a little bit of jealous and a little bit of a bickering, not a fight, like a tiny little, you know, bickering might just kind of like call, like, you know, fuel the fire in the relationship.
Even just sometimes like a healthy argument, have you seen like the kind of makeup you have after? Not only just makeup sex, but just affection-wise.
Me and you argue.
Yeah.
Like me and you argue. You argue with mom. Like people argue. It's not like... I don't know if is that normal.
Apparently, the relationships with no arguments are the most worrying and unhealthy ones.
It's a bit weird, like living with someone for that long and not arguing. You know, the ones that, you know, you're in living with someone for like 6 years, let's say.
There's no beef.
Like none. It kind of shows that there's no...
There's no passion.
Yeah.
Passion!
But yeah, not just that. I feel like there's loads of things that you can do to increase the passion in your relationship. Like I said, we're going to do a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
But whether that be like booking a trip away, doing like, you know, changing up your hair.
Yes.
You know, I think since going blonder, it's increasing the passion.
Sex and us.
It's increasing the passion. But yeah, anyway, don't act on your impulses.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, because it's normal in life to get impulses as a human being. Don't act on every impulse.
And I think the measure of our morality and our values is how well we can be disciplined and refrain and restrict ourselves from indulging in these temptations.
Absolutely.
You know, even with everything, like discipline when it comes to food, when it comes to like your how you argue and how verbally like...
Controlled
you are, and everything, you know, your sexual desires, you need to be able to have control over yourself.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're married, you've made an oath. I think marriage is a very serious thing. He's an amazing partner to you. It's not like he's bad. You can work on that marriage it's obviously something that you care about if you took that step to make that oath. So work on it. Don't indulge in your impulses. And then if it gets to a point where you don't feel anything towards your partner, like you don't love him anymore and you don't want to be with him anymore, at that stage, then you can reevaluate and, you know, maybe it's time to part ways.
Yes.
But until then, you probably still love your husband. It's just this annoying thing that won't go away.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of like a private secret fantasy anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure everyone's got them as from time to time over the course of years and years and years.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? Just see it as that, little kinky fantasy.
Wow, this episode ended on a very serious note.
Very serious note. And you know what? You're coming to us with some really big problems. And like, I can't solve the little problems in my relationship and the little problems in my life. And you'd be coming to me with some enormous fucking situations, man. Like some enormous dilemmas.
I don't even know I don't know.
We don't even know.
We don't know.
We don't even know how to deal with our little problems. And you're coming with some big ones.
But hey, we'll try. We'll keep trying. We're obviously doing something
good. We're obviously really good at this because you guys keep sending these dilemmas to us.
I know.
Says come through.
I know, right? I've still got so many Patreon dilemmas to go through.
Another episode then.
Yeah, so we'll do another episode on Patreon dilemmas. But I'm actually prioritizing Patreon dilemmas, guys, because we get so many. And obviously, one of the things is that we prioritize our besties on there. Make sure, if you don't know already, you subscribe to Patreon for an extra episode every single Thursday every single week. And you get all our normal episodes completely ad-free, so you don't have the annoying ads in between. But yeah, guys, honestly, me and Mandy just want to say thank you so much for all of the support, whether it's on Patreon or just on YouTube, for just being there, listening, sharing,
supporting us. Yeah. This is our last time in our little ginger beer studio.
I know.
We're on to bigger and better things.
If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even get to where we are going.
Yeah.
So honestly, we love you all.
Thank you so, so much. Make sure you share, tell everyone, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your colleagues, but not colleagues that you want to sleep with. Don't speak to them. Okay? Yeah. And we love you.
We love you so much. Should we pull this out?
I'm scared of pulling it. No, we're not going to do that. Fuck that, I'm scared. Imagine it hits me on the head.
It doesn't even come down. Anyway, bye guys. We love you. Bye.